proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Liz's got to hurry because she's got a hair appointment today.
That's where I'm wearing a hat.
She needs it. Riggins said, thank God.
What do they do? What does a hair appointment involve? Cut, color?
Not really a cut, just like maybe a trim. She calls it like a brush, you know, just with the, just a brush, a dusting, excuse me, a dusting with the scissors. But I get all my hair foiled for highlights.
And how long is this whole process? Like when you go in there, it's the time you leave? Hours?
A decade.
Oh, God.
No, yeah. It's like 3 hours.
3 hours?
Yeah.
My little friend Jenny will not sit in the salon that long, so she goes like 2 weeks in a row, splits it into two visits because she just can't sit in there for that long. So she'll do like an hour one day, and then the next, like on a Wednesday, and then the next Wednesday she goes back for the other stuff.
That's not a terrible idea. I mean, other than you have to drive, depending
twice
on how far it is. Yeah. But
it's not far from her, but she's just like, I can't effing sit here this long. I gotta effing go.
I mean, I get it.
I'm effing bored. I got shit to do, you know.
I just picture women like gossiping for those 3 hours. She doesn't enjoy that, like,
no,
kind of girl.
No. Oh.
Talk.
No way.
Well, you feel like you have to have a conversation. You can't just, like, sit in silence. I'm not that type of person because I feel awkward.
We know.
I know.
Does Kyle know how much it costs?
Yeah.
He does?
Yeah. It's gone expensive. Down tremendously from when I used to get my weave put in.
Those extensions are expensive.
They were like $1,000.
And how often do you have to do this particular kind of appointment? Once a month?
Like every 6 weeks for me. It's been 8, so it's like really bad. Okay. But some people go every 4 weeks, but I think it just depends on what you have going on. I have super dark hair after I had my kids. It's like my hair got darker. I don't know if that's a thing. But anyway, so now I have to be like conscious of it because I get highlights. And so when it grows out, it looks terrible.
Do you have grays?
Not yet.
Good for you.
Yeah. I can't really.
Yeah, how would you know?
I know, right. I can't really tell.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know my sister's hair color. She's colored her hair always.
Right.
Really? She's 50, so.
Wow.
I know what Jody's hair color is. Gray.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Runs in her family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she always says, look, my gray roots are coming through. Look.
But
I just did it. I just got it done.
She'll never be gray, though, right? Like, she'll never.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, her grandmother was completely white, silver, when she was probably in her mid-40s.
Wow.
Yeah. But I like to mess with her. She'll come in from getting her hair highlighted or whatever she does, and I go, oh, yeah, your hair looks really good. I like the silver.
I love that.
Give her a complex right in the door.
Yeah.
Wow. Are you gray? I mean, I know you can see
my beard is gray, and then when I go a little, like say a week or so without shaving my head, it's starting to come in on the sides, but it's been forever that my beard has had gray in it and no gray in my hair when it would grow out.
Really?
It's so funny.
I know.
Would you ever touch it up with like a Just for Men or anything like that?
What, my beard?
Yeah.
Yeah, if I had a full beard, I'd probably do something to make it more of a salt and pepper look. Like I want the gray, but my normal beard color is like a brownish, something like almost in patches, kind of a reddish look. And it's not good. Not good color facial hair, but I keep it trimmed down so much you can't color it because it's just like a long stubble.
Yeah. You'd color your skin if you.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm not against doing any of that kind of stuff.
My brother went and got his he goes to one of those barbers that does like the works on, and they didn't dye his beard, but they covered up some gray and then they like drew with chalk on his skin to get like the line right on his beard.
Yeah.
He looked so stupid. He was like, check out the fresh cut. I'm like, you look like an idiot.
Because it was
like,
defined.
It was so hard and like jet black. I'm like, you look like, your fat ass looks like DJ Khaled. I mean, it was like so ridiculous. And he still got like the frat boy, you know, haircut, like with the frat boy fence, like so much gel in this, or so much pomade in his hair. I'm like, you look like an idiot. You thought, you really thought you were going to group text the family and be like, I know you bitches like don't do what I do. I'm like, hell no, we don't. I don't want to look like a stupid idiot.
Well, you know, a lot of guys that I don't get why they do this stuff. You know, because it's not like they're popular people. The ones I'm talking about, they're celebrities, and people know how old you are. Like Nick Saban, the other day I saw him on that College Game Day or whatever, and it looked like he had Just for Men in his hair. I mean, it was just like Paul Feinbaum is another one. He's on ESPN. He's from Alabama.
Yeah.
And he's got, you know, he's got the horseshoe.
He's got hair. I don't know what his.
And his horseshoe hair looked like he had been in the Just for Men stuff. Really? It's like, why would you do? It's not like people are going to look at you and go, oh, he doesn't have any gray hair. He's a lot younger than I thought he was.
And he also looks like Paul Feinbaum. It's not right. Like you dye your hair and all of a sudden you're Brad Pitt. That dude is not.
No,
his face looks 90.
He could draw a frowny face on his head and nobody would go, that's ugly. Yeah. He's like, oh, Paul, hey, what's up?
Right.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't love that.
No.
But and no one mentions how bad it looks like your wife or your, I mean.
I don't know.
I think people are scared to.
They're but, like, you know, at least like Nick Saban has, you know, his hair is thinning and all, but he has hair.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Feinbaum doesn't have. He's just got the hair on the sides. I don't know why. I don't know if that's makeup people at the network telling him to do that.
Like, you look great. Let's keep that.
Because you can always tell. I mean, there's a reason why it costs more to go to a nice salon where they know they have color experts and stuff.
Yeah.
Than if you just, you know, you're throwing it on.
Oh.
And they could have gone to professionals, but they didn't go to color experts, I can tell you that.
Nobody was an expert.
No. No.
There's no expertise going on.
I'm the only expert that's watching it going, don't do that.
That's why I'd be freaked out, because, like, you think it looks normal, and then somebody sees you, and they're like, what the hell did you do? Oh, I thought it looked good.
And gray's nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, it's just, it's part of life. I mean, you're not 20, you know?
Yeah, but if they made some kind of a beard color that would, you know, highlight the gray but darken the rest of it.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Because you do want it to look natural. And the same thing goes with like a toupee or a wig or something.
Yeah.
Like when you go to the extreme, it looks ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You got to find something that works for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I would wear a full Party City wig around if it looked, you know, if I thought it looked natural or whatever.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care.
We just have to figure out the style for you, because I still want to do it. I think it would be so funny to try out different toupees on, or whatever they call them, wigs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hair.
Those that, the like I sent you that video that day where the guy puts it on you and then he styles it, cuts it like really nice and stuff.
Because before you get the right one, there's going to be a lot of ones that just don't work. And I think that would be so funny.
Yeah, it looked like I got a squirrel on my head.
Yeah. I love that. Justin Bieber cut, like, you know, the swoop. Yeah, swooping. Like the
swoop. But, you know, the problem I would have with a toupee is my hair in my head and all is so oily, but the toupee doesn't get natural oil in it or anything, because it's not coming out of your scalp.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
So I think you probably have to treat it with stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then my skin would just be dripping Crisco, you know.
Be dripping down the side. Well, it's like hair extensions. You always have to put oil in it because it doesn't get... So that's similar.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that. It already looked like straw after a few days.
You're just being greasy.
Yeah.
I remember sometimes back in the day we would see that your extensions or something.
Yeah.
And somebody would have to make that walk over. Hey, Lindsay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like covering up.
And she would always ask before we took pictures, can you see my tracks?
Yeah.
Can you see my tracks?
They'd be hanging out.
Honey, everybody can see those tracks.
Yeah. Literally everyone.
That halo you're wearing.
Yeah.
Did you ever wear the halo?
You know, the halo never worked for me. It worked for some of my friends, but I don't know if it's the shape of my head, but I put it on and I would look up and it would just fall right off. I don't know if my head's flat. I don't know what was going on. It just,
it's a thing, like a little headband, rubber band thing that goes around your head and it's got hair on it. Instead of going into and doing extensions piece by piece, you can just throw that thing in and then cover it up with your hair and it looks like a hair piece.
They look great when you can wear them.
Yeah. So it's the female version of the visor that has the spiky hair in it.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah. You just throw it on your head and you set, shake and go.
Yeah.
I could see your halo. But yeah, if a guy did that with the visor, he gets made fun of, but women can do it all the time. Sure. It's fine.
Double standard strikes again.
Men wearing fake hair, ridicule.
Yeah.
Women wearing fake hair. Oh, girl, it's so cool. It's great. It's so beautiful. Weird. Glamorous. What? It's a woman's world.
It is.
A woman's world.
It's Extra, Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.